There was obviously a lack of balance tonight. Our defense was on the field way too much. I thought from the second drive when we should have had 14 points on the board with Larry's fumble that the offense didn't show much from that point on. Penalties, turnovers. They had more turnovers than we did, which was surprising. But nevertheless, we did nothing with the opportunities we were given through the turnovers, and just very, very disappointing. I expected to come down here. I expected it to be a very close game. I thought we did a good job of preparing for the speed with which Philadelphia played. I didn't think that was a real factor, although there was one penalty late in the game which hurt us. Actually had a sack, probably a sack for a safety, but we got caught with 12 on the field. But that was the only time I thought that our play was in any way hampered because of the speed with which they played. And I thought our first drive was as good a drive as we've had, and that really excited me for the rest of the day. And then from that point on, there wasn't a whole lot to get excited about. So we play again in 6 days. We play last year's divisional champion, and we're going to have to get our chins up off the floor real quick. No, I was just, again, another very, very bad penalty. I mean, I didn't notice any surge any different than what they had been utilizing. But, it was a bad penalty, and we had a couple of them. Why? Because we didn't move the ball after a certain point. We were pretty much stagnant. And then even when we got down at the end of the game there, we were about to enter the green zone, we ended up going backwards there and we created a fourth and I don't know how many 20-yard deal that we would have. I would have liked to have gone for it on fourth down, but not with that distance. Well, afterwards, I certainly would have thought. But to be honest with you, when the judge that came in from our side, it looked like he was on the line. And then when he got out there and there were some bodies around and someone came in from the other side and all of a sudden the ball was moved back a little bit. So, but, we had point-blank range on third and fourth down and weren't able to get it. No. They rushed the passer, and they rushed the passer well, and we didn't do a very good job of protecting.
After the first drive, when you went down, scored, and then the second drive, you were moving again, and then you now had the ball ripped out of his hands by the night. Do you think that was not a turning point that early in the game like that?
Well, it certainly was. It was I'm thinking 14 points here, and then we end up, losing the ball and no points. So I thought it was a critical play in the game, and it was very early in the game, no doubt. But, our inability to be able to put points on the board right there, to be able to go back and forth and match, that hurt. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't play like that. That's bad football. I mean, and even the pass interference on Larry Donnell, I mean, I don't know what could have happened over there. I couldn't see that side of the field, but that's the thing that created the opportunity for us to have to punt the ball even that late in the game. So it certainly took a lot away from both sides. Had I don't know what the numbers were, but both sides had a lot of penalties and the turnovers, but they certainly did more with their opportunities than we did.
Odell didn't have a catch in the second half. He only had one target. What changed? And how do you still
respond? Well, I would like to have gotten it to him, but it didn't work out that way. And obviously, we were having a lot of trouble protecting the quarterback.
Did they do anything different?
Well, they did. They did have a little bit later on. They were playing it a little bit different once they got the lead, and they did have one defender low, one high, to be able to, if he came vertically up the field, they were in better position to defend him. I haven't heard anything from the trainers yet, so.